back in the day.
This is Australia, island continent of wide horizons.
An exciting new land.
The horse and buggy days are in the limbo of forgotten things.
When you want to fly, come fly the friendly way.
In the spring, the nature-loving Australian goes bush.
Travel all over the countryside, Australian brother.
The countdown on the Skylab splashdown continues.
Southwest corner of Australia.
You'll shoot up into the wind here.
ABC Radio WA.
And the subject today is workhorses. Your memories, please. Things like headers being pulled by horses, horses for transport, mustering on horseback. This topic was inspired by a text last week from Carl and Broome when we're talking about the skill required to drive a modern header. He mentioned his grandfather taught him to harness the horses right. It was a different era. And it's an era remembered firsthand by retired Pingrup farmer John Hicks. John, good afternoon. Thanks for coming on.
Good afternoon, Andrew.
Now, you've told me that in 1949, as an 11-year-old, you remember riding on the header with your dad, that header being pulled by horses. Can you take us there? How vivid is that memory, and what does that scene actually look like?
Oh, well, apart from the machine noise from the header, it was a peaceful, if you like, pastoral scene, because the horses made very little noise, and you were governed by the pace at which the horses could walk, so that there was no rush and tear to go any faster, because you couldn't. The machines were geared to operate at horse walking speed, because they were all ground driven, because there were no engines, and it was recognised a horse team could walk at 2 3/4 miles an hour, which was roughly 4.5 kilometres an hour.
Now, your father was, I understand, one of, if not the last in the district to move from the horses to the tractor. He stayed with them until 1949. Was there a difference in productiveness between those with tractors and your dad with the horses?
You didn't have to work as long a day. The headers of that era were governed by the temperature of the day. You couldn't start work as early as you liked. You had to wait until the sun came out and the heads became able to be thrashed, and you had to finish work in the late afternoon when the Albany doctor came in, because that chilled the crop and it wouldn't thrash anymore. But you had to, when you went home, with a tractor, you just had to switch it off and then you could go home. With the horses, you had to take the horses back to their stable, remove their harness and then feed them. And then in the morning, first thing when you got up, you had to go and feed the horses so that they had time to eat their breakfast before you wanted to re-harness them and then take them back out to the work. So that the day, in that sense, you probably worked 2 hours less a day compared with the tractor operating next door.
Now, it sounds quite romantic in some of the scenes you've painted for us, but it must have been, in a way, unpleasant working conditions if the wind whipped up and it was blowing in your direction. How unpleasant did it get?
It could get very unpleasant, Andrew, because there were no air-conditioned cabs, and most farmers in the southern areas never even bothered to put a sunshade over the seat on the machine, and you were right, literally, in amongst the machine in driving the team. And when the wind was coming from, when you were travelling with the wind, and the wind would blow all the dust and chaff from the residues onto you, and, you know, you'd huddle down with, turn up the collar on your shirt to try and keep as much dust as you could out. And then harvesting oats, they were something else. They were extremely itchy, and it was only in the 60s that the plant breeders started selecting for less itchiness of oats. Wheat and barley were nowhere near as bad.
How many tonnes a day could you harvest?
Oh, a good day with our 8-foot header was 8 tonnes.
How does that compare to the modern header?
Well, the modern headers, without going to the records, 30 to 40 tonnes an hour.
Okay. Leave the horses in the shade, so to speak.
Now, oh, very much so.
Now, I'm not sure if you heard the discussion. It was last week on the Country Hour, and we jumped on it too on this program, talking about the looming shortage of skilled header drivers for this upcoming harvest. And the conversation turned to the skill required to drive a modern header, because there's quite a bit going on and they're an expensive piece of machinery. Oop. Reflecting on that old horse-pulled header where everything's manual, everything's visual, versus the modern header, which header operator needed the most skill, do you think?
You had to be multi-skilled in either case, but steering a modern header is no problem, whereas controlling a team of horses was a skill set in itself. Good teamsters were recognised as such, and after you had good control of your team, you then had to have good control of the adjustments on the header, so that basically I'd say that the only difference with the modern headers is that you're in a cocoon where you can hear very little and see very little, whereas on the old headers, if there was a change in the tone of the machine, you detected it straight away.
And just finally, what was the reaction from you and the family when Dad brought the tractor home for the first time and said the horses are back in the stable from now on?
Well, I was always machinery mad, so I was delighted.
Oh, yeah.
But Dad wasn't. He was a horseman through and through, and he regretted. Plus, our first tractor was a brute of a thing to drive, so that there was no comfort with it, and that first tractor, which tore Dad through to his retirement, really never gave him a great deal of pleasure.
Yeah, that says a lot. We appreciate you talking us through those times that are long past, and those times where the horses pulled the header. We appreciate you coming on, John.
Oh, it's been a pleasure coming on, Andrew. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for accepting. That's John Hicks, a retired Pingrup farmer.
On your radio, online, and on your mobile, this is ABC Radio WA.